Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Psychic Saturday Show, are hosted by me, Mary Brown, and by Dax Carlisle, who will be joining us shortly. We are going to be talking about surviving the holiday stress-free this week. I think that's really apropos. I don't know. I know some of you with less than a week to go to Thanksgiving are already feeling the pressure and the stress. So we'll talk about how you can deal with that and maybe just get rid of it and get through your holiday stress-free. We are a live call-in radio show. You can call in to chat with us and maybe share your own tips for surviving the holiday stress. And also, if you'd like a free mini reading, we have a call-in number for everybody to call. The number is 714-816-4628. Again, that number is 714-816-4628. And I think that this is going to be a really fun show today. If you haven't gone over to our website, you can go to psychictalk.net, but you can also find us on Facebook at psychictalk.net/Facebook. We will be live streaming today's episode on Facebook, too. And the comments thread on the post of the live stream is really kind of functioning as a chat room. So you can go over there. You can even request mini readings or comment or just say hello. And again, that's at Facebook Psychic Talk Radio Network is our Facebook group, and an easy way to find it is going to psychictalk.net/Facebook. And one of the things that I thought would be kind of a great way to start off the show, because when it came up today, I just thought, oh my gosh, this really relates to the topic. So, you know, speaking of our Facebook group, please join it if you have not. psychictalkradio.net/Facebook will take you right there. You can join the group and you can see everything that's posted in there. That we've been live streaming all of our radio shows. A lot of the hosts post different things in there. You can interact. We have a lot of fun in there. And I post a card of the day every day in there. And the card for today is from the Return of Spirit Oracle by Cheryl Lee Harnish. And the card is about knowing and feeling that you're worthy. This is a beautiful deck with fractal imagery. And really the simple message is like, you need to see how valuable you really are. And your worth doesn't come from what you do or, you know, what your social status is. Your worth comes from the fact that just the simple fact that you're part of all of this. You're part of Source. You're part of the universe. We're all connected, and you serve an important function in this big functioning connection. So, and once you like kind of embrace that and no longer question whether you're worthy, whether you're good enough, you are enough. So that is the message for today. And again, if you join our Facebook group, you can find that there. Let's see if our amazing and wonderful co-host and also the CEO and founder of the Tarot Guild and Psychic Talk Radio Network, Dax Carlisle. Let's see if he's there. Dax, are you there?
Happy Psychic Saturday.
Happy Psychic Woo-hoo. Saturday.
This is great. It's that time of the year already, Mary, that we actually have to do shows like this.
Oh,
how to de-stress for the holidays.
I'll tell you. I've already, you know, I've gotten, you know, I'm surrounded by menu lists and recipes. You know, I'm already feeling like I'm behind. I'm cooking the big feast. you know? And so I'm like, what am I forgetting? How about you? Are you going to have a stressful holiday, or is it going to be pretty laid back?
Oh, it's going to be totally laid back. Yeah, just like last year. Last year was that way too for me. In that mode of, yeah, it's the holidays, but it's just another day really right now. You know, I mean, maybe next year I'll do it up bigger, but I don't know. You know, I'm just feeling like I'm just going to glide through this one this year.
Yeah, it's kind of nice, though, when we can do that. I like that. But I love cooking. You know, I just, you know, this is the thing, right? I've got to kind of try to put a little bit of that sort of desire to be a perfectionist aside. You know, I think that's part of it, right? Don't you think that's kind of a source of stress sometimes? It's like we put the pressure on ourselves. We want to reach higher. We want to be the best. You know, have the best turkey ever. Or turkey.
Yeah, I heard on. There was a radio show, and they were talking about that. How, like, you know, the biggest searches in by state on Google for recipes for certain different types of food and things like that is hilarious.
Yeah.
Apparently they don't know how to, apparently in, I don't know, on the East Coast, the biggest thing searched was how to cook a turkey. Like, I don't know, the East Coast, they don't know how to cook a turkey. You know, they're the ones that should know. It's Alaska, maybe they don't know how to cook a turkey.
Well, it's funny. And also, I think it's too. I think a big part of it is all these devices, all the technology. I mean, how do you cook a turkey in the oven, or do you cook it in a convection oven? Should you put it in your air fryer? Do you have a deep fryer? Can you fit in the multi-pot?
Oh, my God.
I mean, I can see, you know, I'm Googling.
Is there an app for that?
Yes. Each device has its own app. I mean, it's gotten really complicated. It's not just like heating up some oil in a pan and throwing some veggies in there anymore. You've got technology taking over. They're all smart devices.
Absolutely. So, and it's funny because the card of the day I got is the page of coins. And, you know, in the traditional Waite Smith version, you know, he's staring at that coin and – or pentacle, and the page of pentacles is often about things like study and research, you know, examining how to, you know, recipes, how to cook this, how to cook that, and I got that as the card of the day today.
Oh, wow. How perfect is that? That is amazing. So, again, I just wanted to remind somebody, you know, remind everyone that if you want to, you know, follow along in the chat room along with the show and you want to post comments and interact and stuff, they need to go to the live post on Psychic Talk Radio, you know, because somebody just messaged
and
me
tell people
that I can't find the chat.
Right. And I want to tell people that, you know, we're sharing this Facebook Live out on multiple groups. And so wherever you're finding it, on which group you're finding it, click on the video and that'll make it, you know, full screen. And it's the comments on that post that we're actually using as the chat room. And so if you're finding it on a different group, it's going to create a post that's going to have other comments, and in those comments I always type in there, go here to chat, and I give the link directly to the main video where we're actually chatting. And by the way, I see Sharona in there. Hey Sharona, she's doing her show tomorrow. And
hi Sharona.
Jean Maury Pullman. Jean Maury just joined us in there as well. Hi Jean. I love it.
It's so cool. It's so cool.
Yeah. She's here, she says.
You know, you wrote like a really helpful and really cool guide for our topic today for surviving the holiday stress-free. Do you want to tell people like where they can
right.
find that? They really need to read it. It's so helpful.
Yeah, I put the link in the Facebook Live comments that we're using for the chat room. And this is the thing. I actually wrote this last year, a version of this. It was called A Guide Surviving the Holidays with Tarot. And what I did was I used the same post, but what I did was I went in and I added to it and I changed the title to A Guide Surviving the Holidays Stress-Free, because I've added in some other things and I'm just going to keep adding to this every year. You know, like I know a little bit later
cool.
on you want to talk about de-stressing with crystals. So I want to add the crystal element. I'm going to type that
cool.
into this for next year. But yeah, it's located. The best thing to do is to go to the brand new Tarot Guild website. Yes, the correct version can be found on there, where I've done the updates this morning and everything like that. So if you go to thetarotguild.com, right there on the main page, you're going to see the article under articles. You'll see the guide. It's articles are on the upper right side of the page. Of course, if you're on a phone, you got to scroll down, or just in the navigation menu, just go to articles. And it's actually the only one in there now, because we just launched the brand new website, thetarotguild.com. And while you're there, join. It's free. It's free to join the Tarot Guild website. So thetarotguild.com, and under articles, click on A Guide Surviving the Holidays Stress-Free. And it gives you some really great stuff. Now, last year, on last year's show, I went through every single one. I'm not going to do that this year, because we got a whole bunch of callers that we've got to get to. And so I'm just going to give some highlights and give people some time to call in at 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad so we know that you want to be live on air. You can also ask for a mini reading right there in our chat, which is the comments on the Facebook Live once again. PsycheTalk.net/Facebook. So give us a call. Get into the queue now, and we're going to be going to call shortly, 714-816-4628. So in the guide, a lot of it is tarot. In fact, I tell you, you know, carry the tarot cards with you wherever you go, surviving the holidays through the rest of November and December and New Year's. And I give some suggestions about setting intentions and using the cards to figure out, you know, what to do first if you have a big to-do list, and daily guidance and handling problem areas. You were just talking about cooking with tarot, you know, how to use the cards for that, travel in tarot, taking a tarot time out, you know, when things are getting stressful at a holiday gathering, spicing up the party. Visions of sugar plums, tarot gift ideas, giving the gift of tarot. So that's some of the headlines on this article here. The new thing I added was the very first one, right under where I say, you know, carry the tarot cards wherever you go and use them to survive the holidays. I put a new section, prepare ahead of time. You know, one of the key things to success in anything is to prepare ahead of time. So what you want to do is learn some stress relief techniques and get them into your tool belt before the holidays, okay? Such as EFT for stress relief. It's amazing. And I have a link right there that'll take you over to where you can learn how to do EFT for stress relief. And also, another thing you could do is create anchors. And on previous radio shows, I've actually gone through an entire anchoring technique. You can find that in the archives. But for this article, I decided to link to a bunch of videos on YouTube, NLP Anchoring for Positive States. NLP is neurolinguistics, and it's anchoring positive states. So that way you can enter and maintain a positive state wherever and whenever you are. You know, you're at you're shopping and it's holiday shopping gets stressful, or that stressful office party you don't want to be with certain coworkers, or the next holiday family get together or dinner. In fact, Thanksgiving is coming up right next week. Oh my God, I can't believe it's Thanksgiving already. So you can learn these NLP anchoring techniques. You can learn the EFT for stress relief, and it's really going to help you. So, yeah, go check out the Holiday Survival Guide. It's under articles at thetarotguild.com. What about you, Barry? What do you do to de-stress?
What do I do to de-stress? You know what I do? I do, and I can tell when I don't do it, you know, that's the thing, you know, but I try to actually twice a day, just go through, I do Tai Chi in the mornings and in the evenings. I feel like it helps you get the right, you know, kind of energy flow going. And it's like, you know, it's like a walking meditation. So, you know, I do the 24 form. It doesn't take long to do once you learn it. And I run through that. And, you know, if I, in the midst of like a big, you know, cooking day, you know, getting ready for guests to come over and all of that, you know, I will go out there. It takes me 2 minutes. And you're out there also outside. You're breathing. You're touching the earth if you can, if there's not snow on the ground. Or maybe you're playing in the snow. Do something natural, like connecting to nature just for a few seconds. Get a breath of fresh air. It makes a difference. But crystals, number one on my list, and crystal Reiki, you know, there's some really, set up a grid even, you know, I'll talk about all that stuff in like probably a future episode of Mystical Musings show. But, you know, there's a lot of different ways you can work with crystals in that way. My favorite for calmness and de-stressing is blue lace agate. That's a throat chakra stone connected to peace and happiness. Light blue candles around it too. It's this beautiful light blue stone. And they call it the stone of the diplomat, right? It's like, and I think of holidays at times when we really need to tap into our inner diplomat, you know, handle like family and different points of views and everything so that it keeps it enjoyable. You need a diplomat. But it also, you know, helps you to kind of get your communication to work more effectively and more compassionately, more kindly. And it's a stone of stability, which we all need during the holidays. So blue lace agate, check it out. It's a good one.
Awesome.
Great suggestions there. And I'm going to look forward to that episode of Mystical Musings where you go into, you know, greater detail on that.
Yeah, I think I'll do one where we just learn, you know, a couple simple grids and why and how.
Mm-hmm.
And what? So I'm
awesome.
There's going to be some crystal episodes coming up. You know, I can't not do that.
Oh, there's a lot of people that just love your crystals when you do those shows. And
Yeah. I think we just all really connect to. They're so easy for everybody to connect to. They're all over the planet, you know, and so are we. So what do you think? Do we see who's out there on this crazy Christmas tree light switchboard? It's like lit up like a Christmas tree.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Excellent.
Let's see here. Who's been waiting the longest? We're going to go to the caller. Oh, shoot. I forgot to shuffle my deck. Let me gather and shuffle the cards here. So I'm all set for 256. Erico 256 is the first caller. Been waiting the longest, like 34 minutes. Oh, my God. Thanks for holding on. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kimberly from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
What's going on with you today?
I just had a question about my work situation. I have been, you know, taking a high road with some of the people that I work with. And I just want some, maybe some information from Spirit, because I work with several women, and some of them are catty, and I don't deal with that well. And I'm just wondering how to...
Literally, that's the first thing that popped in my head. Uh-oh, catty women.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Kimberly, I was going to say, Mary, I think that's a big topic. Can you boil it down? What do you really want to know about this? What's the burning question?
The burning question is, this job, I know it's helping me focus on what I do want, not what I don't want. And I just want to, I guess my burning question is, how do I really rise above this? Because once, you know, sometimes I think, you know, I'm past it, I'll ignore it, and then something else happens. And it starts to you know, kind of burn at me again. And I know I'm human, and I know, you know, I'm going to have emotions.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering, why is this, am I attracting this?
Right.
Okay, so do you want me to go first?
Yeah, I was just going to say, do you want to go first?
Right off the bat, I got two things for you, Kimberly. Number one is read the guide that we were just talking about. Learn the EFT technique. Learn the anchoring technique, because it doesn't matter what's going on around you if you have these techniques. Because remember, it's not them or what they're doing. It's how you're reacting to it. We have full control. We think that, and we give control away to outside forces, like, oh, this is happening to me. My coworkers are doing this. They're acting this way. Oh, my God. When in reality, it's our reaction to it. We have full control. And by using an anchoring technique, you can switch to your state anytime you want, into a positive state. So you're sitting there at work and you're starting to feel something, you just hit the anchor. And then if it doesn't, that's the positive way to attack it. Then the opposite way is the removal way, which is EFT. And, you know, you could just, you know, do tapping right where you are. If you don't want people seeing you do that, well, you know, you go in to powder your nose, go to the ladies' room, and just do a quick tapping round or two or three, and then come back out. You know, that's step one, everybody. Read the guide, click the links, learn these techniques. They're going to help a lot. Because I got the Three of Cups, which is a card of celebration, and it's like the feeling I got right away is that the tarot wants to tell you that you need to keep yourself in that state. You need to anchor some states. And what we mean by anchoring is what we're doing is we're getting into the full embodiment feeling. Oh, gosh. Hold on just a second. I'm getting some background noise, Kim. I'm going to have to put you on hold for a sec. You're anchoring, and what we mean by anchoring is we're getting into these states by recalling revivification. Revivification is what they call it. You're getting back into that state of joy, celebration, happiness, confidence, all of those positive feelings, and you can – not just do one, but we call stacking anchors. You can go in and recall many of these times in your past where you have felt those positive states and anchor each one. And what I mean by anchoring is what you're doing is you're getting to the peak of the state and then you're touching the, say, first knuckle on your non-dominant hand. So I'm right-handed. So on my left hand, I'll take my pointer finger from my right hand and touch the first knuckle. And then whenever I want to fire that off, I just touch the knuckle. Boom, it fires off. It's a physical state. And that, along with the EFT techniques, you know, that's what's showing up actually in the tarot cards as well. The other message coming through is that you are in no way at fault for any of this that's going on. I asked that specifically, you know, is there something that Kim is doing or what's going on here? And the cards clearly say that, you know, you are not responsible. And lastly, I'm going to leave you with, I'm getting a lot of wands cards, and wands are the fire element. That's passion. And so rather than dwelling on the negative, and you mentioned this yourself before about, you know, trying to focus on the positive, focus on what you want to draw in. The cards are confirming that. That's what you need to be doing. Following your passions. There's a lot of cards about study and progression in your career and learning more and being the independent woman. The Queen of Wands shows up as an example. And so that's what's coming through for me, for you, with the tarot cards. Let's see what Mary's getting. Any great advice for Kimberly?
Well, here's a couple of things that are coming up here. One is, I pulled an angel card on this, the Angel of Choice. And so it's talking about your choices. And, you know, the thing is that it's asking you to kind of realize that, like, you know, we always have a choice in how we perceive things around us. And we always have a choice in how we react to things around us as well. But, you know, the big message with this card goes back to the card of the day about being worthy and recognizing, like, hey, I have as much right to be here as anybody else. I'm worthy of the position that I hold. I honor my choice for doing this, and I'm also choosing love. I'm also choosing happiness. I'm also choosing, you know, a peaceful state of mind. So those are some things to think of. Then there's a couple other things real quick that come up here. I also got the image of a coyote. Now, the coyote is a sacred trickster in some traditions, but, you know, I think of the surprising twists and turns that coyotes are known for and what they symbolize, you know, the sort of detours, you know, where things don't, you know, things don't work exactly the way we expect them to. So maybe like these catty coworkers was like an unexpected thing that's happening. But, you know, if you like think about that energy of the coyote, it's like he can trick his way through it. You can navigate this. That's a big message I'm getting from this. And then lastly, here's the thing. Knowing that you're not responsible for it, that it's other people's responses, you can control how you choose to perceive the situation and how you choose to react to it. But one thing I would say is a little bit of protection from this kind of thing. I'm familiar with this sort of situation, and one thing that I have found effective to do just energetically is it like when you're there, say in the same office, you know, I don't know how close the quarters are and stuff, but when somebody comes at you and you're like, oh, this energy's draining me, or I don't like this, cross your ankles if you're sitting at your desk, you know, cross your arms or cross your fingers behind your back, and, you know, let that crossing of the arms, crossing of the ankles, whatever, crossing of the fingers symbolize to you and represent to you and mean to you, like, hey, guess what? You don't have access to my own personal energy field. You don't have access. You get to stand right outside that boundary. It's a way to set an energetic boundary so that their energy isn't pushing in on you. So that's what I have.
Awesome. Let me bring Kimberly back on here real quick. And, oh, by the way, before I forget, remind me if I forget, we got comments and questions in the chat, so I want to go to that next before we take the next caller. Let me the switchboard is hanging up, folks. Give me just a second to get this button to work here. Hi, Kimberly. Does that help you out?
Yeah, that helped me out tremendously. Thank you both very much.
Terrific.
Awesome.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Calling. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and Thanksgiving next week.
Woo-hoo. Yes. Thank you. Thank y'all. Bye.
Bye, Kim.
Bye-bye.
Oh, great stuff going on in the chat, which is the comments on the Facebook Live. Go to psychytalk.net/Facebook and join our Facebook group. Scroll down and find the live. Click on the video to make it full size so you can join us in the correct comments there. Jean Morey had a great thing, Mary. She says she watches Hallmark Christmas movies to de-stress. I just love that because my mom does the exact same thing.
Me too. I've been doing it already because I don't know. There's something about it just, I don't know, it lifts up everything. You know, it's fun. It's jingly. It's snowy.
Yeah.
And, you know, cute little storylines.
Plus, if you're not in the mood yet, you know, if you watch a few of those, it like sucks you into the mood. It changes
yeah.
your state, which is what I've been talking about, how to change state, you know. And you can even, especially when you're feeling the way you want to feel in the future, while watching these movies, when you hit a high point in the movie, you can make a fist with your left hand or whatever your non-dominant hand is, and touch the anchor. Anchor that feeling state you're having right then and there when you're in it watching the movie. And it could be any movie, not just Christmas movies, but if you want to anchor the Christmas movie state, the holiday cheer for, you know, when you go to these holiday events, Thanksgiving and Christmas parties and all that, that's a great way to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey,
and,
you know what? Go ahead. You were
oh,
saying.
I'm sorry. There's a reading request in the chat too, but yeah, finish up what you were going to say, and then we're going to do the reading for Sue.
Right. Well, I was going to say, why don't we, just to make sure that we do this, because it's the bottom of the hour, should I run through the upcoming shows, just so people know, since we're
sure.
halfway through? Okay, let's do that.
Well,
so upcoming on the Psychic Talk Radio Network, tomorrow, Sunday, November 24th at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, it's Magic Universe with your host, Sharona Rapsick. She's going to be talking about Thanksgiving and the power of gratitude with her special guest, Sabrina Marie Bazo, and they will be taking your calls, answering questions, and doing mini readings. And then on Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, Wisdom of the Soul show with your host, Janice Fuchs. That's going to be, again, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. And then also on Monday at what time? 2 p.m. Eastern, we have the Compassionate Light and Healing show, Healing Guidance show with your host, Catherine Hahn. Then on Saturday, November 30th. Is there no Friday show next week, Dax?
Exactly. We're taking a break for Thanksgiving. Yes.
That's what
Black Friday.
Okay. Black Friday. Okay. So you guys get the day off, and then you can tune in again next Saturday. It's going to be Dax and I again for Psychic Saturdays, and we're going to be doing, finally, Dax, we're doing the Psychic Spin, Are There Infinite Universes? Let's take in
Finally.
Calls, doing mini reading. Finally, it's here. We're going to take a psychic spin where we draw cards on the big questions. Are there infinite universes? So you don't want to miss that next Saturday. So, yeah, you were saying we have those are the upcoming shows. You can find those, everybody, by going to psychictalk.net/upcoming. By the way, they're all listed there. But, Dax, you were mentioning that we had a question in the chat room. Is that right? Dax. I'm not sure.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I'm sorry. I was talking. I was on mute. I'm sorry. I'm trying to do like four things at once right now. So I got to get back to the chat here. I'm in the chat room on the Tarot Guild website, the new Tarot Guild website, thetarotguild.com, and I'm chatting with Maria G. Moss from our Sunday Angelic Realm show and trying to
Hi,
do
the
comments on Facebook and do this and get myself off hold. Oh, my God. Way too much going on here. Let me scroll back in the comments here to Sue's question.
Oh, I got it.
So originally she wanted a reading for, like, the rest of the year, which we could, you know, pull some cards, see what comes up. But I asked her for a specific question, and she said, in the direction of work and possibly of a move for me.
So kind of just what do we see in the cards from here till the
right.
end of the year?
Right, and you're up first.
Okay.
But especially if you get anything on work or about a move, okay? And I'm going to go back and finish up answering Maria's question. So I'm going to go back on hold for a second here.
Okay. Okay, Sue in the chat room, thanks for watching the live on Facebook and asking a question here. It's always fun when people do that. So move or work from now to the end of the year. Interesting. You know, so from now to the end of the year, we're really talking like, you know, November and December. We're halfway through November. I'm getting the Two of Swords as the first thing that comes up. And for me, when the two comes up, it's like, you know, it's got such a neutral kind of energy to it. We call it the card of the stalemate sometimes. To me, like, a lot's not happening with that. So there might not be any big changes with career or even moving until the end of the year. I feel like there's no actions being taken on this. Now, also, High Priestess comes up too, so there's another two. There's something about the number two going on here already. And, you know, High Priestess often, you know, again, you know, it's a kind of a real passive card energetically, but it's about going within. It's also about our intuition. Sometimes we kind of already have a feeling that, like, it's going to happen or not going to happen. But what's interesting is the other card that comes up here is the Page of Pentacles. Pages, to me, signify, like, opportunity, time, a new phase is starting, those kind of things. So, I feel like, you know, maybe we don't take action between now and the end of the year on either a move or work, but an opportunity presents itself, something that with the Page of Pentacles, maybe we need to learn a little bit more about. And, you know, but I have to say a couple other cards here. We go from that page, the opportunity presents itself to start a new phase or whatever this is here. You often pages are messengers. You might get a message from somebody or hear of something. And then we go from that right into the Five of Swords. So Five of Swords is interesting. Fives are about conflict a lot of times or challenges. But the Five of Swords to me often represents boundary issues. Like we've got to like sometimes like push ourselves out of the box or with the swords. So I have, you know, it's happening on the mental plane. We have to think outside the box a little bit. I feel like that may be with the, following that Page of Pentacles, it feels like that's correct, connected more to career than a move. And underneath everything is the Devil card. So, you know, when the Devil card shows up in that particular position where it's underneath everything, I feel like that's the thing that we're pushing down. Like, is there something that we need to address in order to go forward? Devil card can often represent, you know, some form of obstacles, some kind of control issues. Like, is there something that we're letting have control over us or something that we're not in control of? Or are we trying to control everything? So there's a lot of different ways to think about it in this kind of short mini reading here. I'll leave that to you to kind of see what you feel resonates. But, yeah, I feel like it's not happening at the end of the year, but an opportunity is coming up. Maybe right at the end of the year, and it, you know, maybe it requires like kind of, you know, taking a different kind of perspective on some things or pushing yourself out of your comfort zone a little bit. Let's see if Dax is back and what he's getting.
You know, I'm getting some of these questions we did on yesterday's show, you know, as we're getting closer to the end of the year and we'll get them again in the beginning of the year, you know, and we got to do our normal discussion on the radio shows about, you know, the world year number and personal years and stuff like that. So on yesterday's show, in addition to pulling cards, I was looking at their personal years to see, you know, this year's ending, what year in the cycle are they in? And then the beginning of 2020, what new year they're starting, where they are in the cycle. So I asked Sue for her birth date so that I can, and I'm waiting for her to pop it in so that I can do the calculation and find out her personal year numbers for this year, next year, so, stuff like that. But I'm not seeing it yet. So all I'm going to do is I'm just going to add, just have a little bit, not much to add to what you just said. You pretty much covered it completely there, Mary. The first two cards that I get, though, I get like the Seven of Swords followed by the Ten of Wands followed by the Queen of Wands. So what I'm seeing here, what I was drawn to immediately is, okay, so in the Seven of Swords, he's carrying all these swords, which are thoughts and ideas. And then in the Wands, again, he's, you know, it's the typical meaning is overburdened, carrying a lot, you know, having a lot of irons in the fire. And then right after that is the Queen of Wands, where she's sitting there and she's, you know, holding one wand. And I'm just going to leave Sue with that, you know, I think that really is what I think she should focus on the remaining five and a half weeks in the year is to kind of take some of those irons out of the fire. Try to focus on one thing and one passion and just run with that leading into the new year.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Can you, you made me gasp when you said 5.5 weeks left in the year. I was like,
Something like that. I looked at it yesterday and I tried to figure it out. I think it's like five and a half weeks left. Isn't that unbelievable?
It is. It is unbelievable. But yeah, you know, that I think, you know, what you're saying, like, really sort of gels. I hope that that helps you out, Sue, and thanks so much for the question.
Oh, and real quick, she finally did pop that in. She was born on October 1st, so that means she's in a 5 personal year, and next year she's going into a 6 personal year. And so if you've had a real roller coaster ride of it this year, Sue, that's why. It's that 5 energy. It's high energy. You can get a lot accomplished, but it's also the chaos number in numerology. And as soon as January hits, though, you're going into that 6 year, which is a return to balance and harmony. So things are looking up for you there, Sue. And what's her life path here? She gave me the year, too. She's a 5 life path. Okay. So today literally is her. Today actually is a 5 date and a 1 day. And she's in a 5 year and she's a 5 life path. This literally is her day. It's no accident that she is asking these questions on the radio show today, Mary. And this literally is her year being in alignment with her life path. So she really should find ways to really blow it out through the next 5 weeks to the end of the year and for New Year's Eve. You know, really use that 5 energy. It's the energy of adventure and, you know, riding roller coasters and that kind of thing, you know. So for the next 5 weeks, really take advantage of that high energy. And that way you also stave off the chaos of it by going with, you know, setting the intention and going with the high energy. And, you know, use that energy to accomplish some things. Like what I said with the tarot earlier, take some things off your plate, find that one thing you're really passionate about and run with it till the end of the year. And then as you go into next year, things are going to be really a lot better with things being more balanced and harmonious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so are we ready to go back to the phone lines here?
Yeah, I noticed one comment Sue made. She said she had some issues going on at work and was trying to get freedom to do her job without being micromanaged. So, Sue, if you didn't hear it, go back to our first caller and that sort of protection of crossing her ankles or crossing her wrists or, you know, crossing her arms or crossing her fingers when you're dealing with that sort of micromanaging on the job to kind of protect your energy
mm-hmm.
field and not let it affect you so much. That can
and
be very
use
helpful.
Your anchors.
Yes.
Yep.
Read the article.
Use your anchors. Read the article. Use the anchors. If it gets really stressful, you know, pop off to the ladies' room and do some EFT tapping.
Yeah. Excuse me, I'll be right back.
Yes. So the website is thetarotguild.com, and you'll find the survival guide under articles. So go to thetarotguild.com. In fact, on the front page there, it's in the upper right corner. You can't miss it, the survival guide, thetarotguild.com. Okay, let's see. Who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 205. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Patricia. I'm calling from Alabama. I'm a first-time caller. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Patricia.
Glad you found us.
Hi.
So, did you have a question? Did you want a mini-reading?
Yes, I do have a question. My question is... I reconnected with a ex-partner. It's been about 21 months since we dated for 5 years. And during those 21 months, he has contacted me off and on. But about 2 days ago when he contacted me, we did see each other. And prior before, to the two days ago, we've probably seen each other about 7 or 8 months ago. And so every time we see each other, it's a pleasure. And he laid it out on a table about 2 days ago that he's really interested in making a go at it again. And I am considering, I just want to know, do you see this second go around being successful?
Working out. Right.
Yes.
Do we see it working out? Dax, I think it's your turn to go first.
I'm getting a lot of major arcana cards, and the central focus is the Knight of Swords. That's him rushing back in. And not only am I getting yeses, but I'm getting really strong yeses because they're major arcana cards. Very, very strong. Yeah, it's like a cosmic wake-up call. In fact, the judgment card shows up, which is the cosmic wake-up call. It's Gabriel blowing his horn. It's like, hello. There's strong possibilities here. Now, in the beginning of the spread, there are a couple of cards that are giving warnings in this area. One is the Five of Pentacles. That's traditionally a card of feeling loss or worries or reevaluation and, you know, feeling out in the cold, literally. And right next to it, the Devil card, which is a card of attachments to things. Addictions, attachments. So if you do this, what the cards are saying is that you've got to deal with that first. You've got to let go, clear out those attachments, feelings from the way the relationship was before, and then go into this as a brand new thing, as if it's a brand new relationship. That's the only way it's going to work. And then you got, like I said, the Knight of the Knight of Swords. He wouldn't happen to be an air sign, would he?
No, he's a Pisces. He's 228 and I'm 26.
Okay.
I'm 73. He's 63.
I was just wondering because it doesn't have to be, but sometimes the card is indicating a particular sun sign, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, but it can also be the attributes of that. You know, let's say so typically the Knight of Swords is, you know, clever, skillful, courageous. They even thrive on difficult situations. The archetypal, you know, like warrior, fearless, assertive. They have psychic vision, great communicators.
I'm sorry, Dave. I don't mean to interrupt. I'm the Aquarius. Mm-hmm. He's the Pisces.
Right. What I'm talking about is the card. I'm talking about the Knight of Swords. And those are the attributes of that card, which may or may not fit him. I'm just throwing that out there. Don't know where that's going to go, but it's information I can give you. And then we got the Judgment card, which is, you know, this whole thing, everything I've talked about so far is a big wake up, you know, about moving forward. You've got to let go of the baggage. You've got to let go of the attachments to the past and treat it like it's a new thing. And then the very last card is the Hierophant. And that is a card about ritual and routine, religious guidance, authority, all those kind of things. But the Hierophant often comes up when marriage is indicated in the future.
Okay.
So that's what I got. Okay, so the potential is there. The potential is definitely there. Let's see what Mary got for you, Patricia.
Thank you.
What? Well, I think the potential is there too, and I would agree with what Dax is saying of letting go of the past and you know, what's done is done in the past. You know, we have the Ten of Swords that comes up as that. And here's the interesting thing. You know, the two things that are really telling me this can work is the Three of Pentacles and the Three of Cups. So I feel like it's saying, like, let's work together on this relationship and let's play together in this relationship as well. And so I think it's all focused on this idea of a working partnership for it to work this time. And the number three may be significant in some way too. But the one thing that I think is kind of interesting is the Seven of Cups overlooking everything. Like, has he had, let's say, in the past, or even now, does he have difficulty making decisions? Like, is he decisive? How's he when it comes to commitment? You know, those kind of things can kind of come up with the Seven of Cups, even the idea of procrastinating sometimes, where there's so many options and we can't decide what to do. But I feel like it's saying, like, he's being pretty authentic with you when he tells you that he's choosing this, that this is what he would like to see happen. But he's going to need you, you know, to be that supportive partner too at the same time, because I feel like, you know, it's like, I don't mean it in a bad way, but like he can be a little wishy-washy for some reason. That's coming through. I don't know if you see him in that way at all, but I feel like that's why, you know, it's got to be that we're right there with him. We're working on this relationship. We're making things happen. We're making fun things happen too with the Three of Cups. But yeah, I think there's great potential for it to work.
Wow, Tom, Dex, and Mary, you both just nailed it. Oh my God. Yes, he's very wishy-washy, Mary. Oh my God, he is. And Dex, you're so correct. I do have to let the past be the past. And go at it stepping in the new. That's what I am definitely praying about. And so confirmation. Thank you both so much.
Thanks
for the
reading. Absolutely.
Have a happy Thanksgiving. And I would like to remain on the line. Thank you so much, Dex. I would like to remain on the line and continue.
Yeah, we'll put you back on hold.
Thank
okay.
you. God bless you both. Thank you so much.
And
thank
enjoy
you.
The rest of your weekend as well. Yeah. Like I always say on these shows, tarot is 90% confirmation, 10% new information. So there you go.
Yeah.
And we've got about, I think we have about 5 minutes left. We can squeeze in a call or two. What do you think, Mary?
Yes, let's do that.
Before I do that, however, I wanted to mention that, you know, we only have a couple of minutes to spend with the callers. And if you need more information, if you need to go deeper, you can always book a private session with us. You'll find Mary at psychictalk.net/Mary. And I just set up my page on the New Tarot Guild site. So I'm going to send you folks over there because it's just fun. And I've got my reading set up on there. And we got to get you all set up on there, Mary, with a custom block on your page. Yeah. Look at mine where I've got a drop-down menu for the readings and everything, links to my numerology reports. Everything's right there on my page now.
No, I didn't look at it yet. I'll tell you what, guys, there are, you know, we haven't even had the big official launch yet, but there's so much to do on there now. There's so much to look at. It is so cool. And that's the Tarot Guild.
Yeah.
TheTarotGuild.com, right?
It's like Facebook for tarot, but without all the Facebook crap.
Yeah. It's so great. We got forums on there where we can have discussion threads like the old days. It's so cool.
You got some
so
great discussions.
Cool.
Yeah, we're gonna do whole shows on this, you know. We do the official launch on the 18th on our Saturday show. 18th of January, right before the anniversary is actually the 20th on Monday, but our show's on Saturday, so we're going to do it that Saturday, the 18th. January 2020 is the 10th anniversary of our very first website. We've actually gone through a couple of different versions, but our first one was on the Ning platform, and Ning, which is, for those unfamiliar, is a platform for building websites that are social networking community type websites like Facebook, you know, social media type websites. And you're just going to love this because they've come a long way, and we've gone back to using Ning again, and there's instant messaging, there is live chat, there is events and articles and forums and groups and everything, you know, you get your own page, everything just like on Facebook, except not on Facebook, because a lot of people are not big fans anymore of that anyway. This is what I'm going to tell people is, Mary, until we get yours set up, go over to Mary's page on our sister website for the radio network, psychictalk.net/Mary. And for me, just go over to thetarotguild.com. You have to get the in there, so thetarotguild.com. And, you know, on the main page there, you're going to see my picture a lot because a lot of the posts are me. So, you know, wherever you see my picture or my name, Dax Carlisle, those are all linked. So just click on that. It's going to take you over to my page. And right there, you'll find information where you can book a private session with me. Let's see. Who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 480 has been waiting the longest. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Keisha from Arizona.
Hi, Keisha.
Keisha again. Hey. Yeah, my friend from Arizona. I love when I get my Arizona calls in here.
Okay,
what's going on with you?
I'm trying to move. And, like, what part of Arizona do you think I should go? Is there a card that you can pull, like, south, east, west, north?
I have cards like that.
There's an easy way to do it. What it is you make a mini cross and you pull a card for each of the cardinal directions, and that's what I'm doing right now.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
I have a I have a deck that has the directions in it, actually.
Great. Isn't that cool?
I'm going to see
what
direction. No,
yeah.
it's right here,
so,
in front of me.
Let me ask you real quick. Your area code 480, so you're kind of central right now, ish in the
state. North of Phoenix.
Okay, so this is the deal. This is what I'm getting. Moving farther north is the Temperance card, and it's a major arcana card.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I looked at that, you know, right away, that was the strongest positive in the way of a yes, was, you know, moving north. It's a card of moderation and balance and patience and harmony. I think that's what you'll find if you move north. Let's say you move to Sedona. There's a good example.
Right.
You really can't move east, technically. I mean, yeah, you could probably move south and east into, I don't know, Paradise Valley.
How about
Valley.
Northeast? How about northeast?
Yeah. Okay, well,
it's,
you know,
a little bit
Temperance
northeast.
Gonna...
I found this place. I was kind of wondering. But that is north,
yeah,
right? But it's kind of north, but east, yeah.
Right, yeah. So we're going to go with Temperance representing that.
Okay?
So that is a positive, positive thing. I'm getting the Queen of Coins, Queen of Pentacles for east, wherever that might be. And that's not the northeast. This is going to be southeast or to the east of where you are now. And this is a very nurturing energy that I'm getting from that. To the west, I'm getting the Judgment card. I'm not feeling a strong pull in the direction, you know, to the west. It is a card of health and mental agility and good life and everything. So it's not that it would be bad. There are positive aspects of going west, but I feel the temperance card north or northeast is much stronger. And then lastly, south. If you were to go south, I got the Ace of Coins. There's if you want to do the move because you're trying to head in a different direction, especially around the material things or career or job, there's opportunities to start things, new things, new businesses, new careers, moving south.
Okay.
So that's
that would
I
be
got.
Phoenix. Yeah.
Yeah. So
okay.
let's see what Mary got.
You know, the first thing that came up for me was north. You know, and it could be northeast, northwest, whatever. I'm feeling, you know, that, you know, it's north maybe of where you are right now, at least. So, and I think the Dax, did north come up good for you? I forget exactly what you said about north.
Yeah, that's what he would kind of recommend it, Temperance.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so that's coming up
as well. I
guess the
same thing, yeah.
Okay.
North, and maybe possibly northeast, because I'm about to jump on northeast. Okay.
Yeah, why not? You know, you've got to, you know, kind of, you know, and what's funny, I pulled an angel card too, and the angel of guidance, and it's saying, like, you know, take the guidance and also take your own guidance into account. So, you know,
right.
We've got like a general direction, and if you feel pulled, you know, east or west of that, you know, it's okay. It's just like for some reason it's pointing, you know, just a little bit, you know, north of where you are at least. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I say go for it.
Yeah.
I hope that helps you out.
All right. It does. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thanks for calling.
All
right. Blessings.
Mm-hmm. Bye, Keisha. God, I love calls like that. It's so fun. And I came up with that idea for the reading using the four directions, you know, just off the top of my head, and it worked. I love when things like that happen.
And I just have one of my decks that has the directions in it. I just happen to have on my table right here. I was like, oh, hey, wait. Let's see what happened.
I love that both got the same thing, too. We both got the north is. And you know, I... What's really cool about doing it that way is, you know, as a reader, I'm not telling them what to do. I'm telling them this is what's coming up for each of the directions, and each potential directional move has its own positive qualities to it, you see.
Yeah.
So she has to make the decision.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Love that.
I think we always, you know, look, you know, anytime we're getting a reading, I think we always have to make the ultimate decision ourselves, you know, because it's seeking guidance, like that angel guidance card that just came up. It's like we have to also take into account our own guidance, you know.
Mary,
or we feel called to.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I so have to make a blog post on that.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool. That would be
the
super
four
cool.
Directions or the moving spread.
Yeah. Well, interestingly enough, at the first Saturday in December, I'm doing a show on Mystical Musings episode on using sacred space crystals, and I talk a lot in that about the four directions and how we can work with them.
That's awesome. So we are past the top of the hour. I don't know if there time for another call, or
why not?
What do you think, Mary?
Let's
okay.
do it.
Yeah, we're
who's out there?
The phone lines are lit up like a Christmas tree. We're not going to be able to get to all the calls today. We apologize. But remember, we've got shows coming up. In fact, there's three shows over the next couple of days. So I know that Sharona, in fact, she was in the chat with us. She's going during this live show. And Sharona's going to be doing her show with her special guest, Sabrina Bozzo. I always want to say Bozo. I'm sorry, Sabrina. Sabrina Marie Bozzo is our special guest. They're going to be talking about Thanksgiving and the power of gratitude, but they're also going to be taking calls. So if we don't get to your call today, just write down that phone number, put in your pad, put in your phone, 714-816-4628 is good for all of our shows. And all you have to do is go to psychictalk.net/live to see when the next show is coming up. Or if you want the whole list, psychictalk.net/upcoming. That's right. And, of course, you know, Catherine's going to be on Monday with Compassionate Light. You can call into her show as well. And we'll be back next Saturday. Remember, no Friday show because of Thanksgiving. But we're doing that psychic spin on Are There Infinite Universes? And we'll be taking calls too, Mary, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so who's been waiting the longest? Check this out here. It looks like area code 786 has been waiting the longest. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Miami.
Hi.
And your name, ma'am?
Hello? Lou?
Lou? Hi, Lou.
Lou. Yes. Hi, thank you for accepting my call.
Absolutely. What did you want a reading today, or did you want to talk about holidays?
Yes. I wanted some direction on my relationship status.
So did you have a specific question about it?
Well, yeah, how do I go about healing myself in order to open up to him truly, fully? Is there any healing suggestions, anything regarding self-healing?
Okay, so this is a question about how you can open yourself up to this relationship, basically. You know, what healing approaches,
guidance,
that kind of thing.
How to allow myself to do that. Be brave.
Right. Okay. So basically, yeah, I guess I'll go first, Dax. I feel like I'm already doing this.
You are first this time anyway.
Oh,
go ahead.
Doesn't that fits perfectly. Well, yeah, so you've already determined, like, I need to be more open. right? You've already made that assessment.
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, part of it, what I'm getting from the angel cards here is really interesting. You know, part of it has to do with, like, being able to release any, any negative self-talk. You know, that's when we, like, try to talk ourselves out of it or be careful, I'll get hurt. You know, that kind of, that's what I mean by negative self-talk around this idea of opening up to this relationship, you know. And it's saying that, like, anytime those kind of feelings or thoughts pop into your head, that you find within the remedy for it. It's like, okay, you know, I'll get hurt. Well, I don't know that that's going to happen, and that's my fear talking. Something like that, where we talk back to ourselves, you know, anytime any of that negative stuff comes up. Now, you know, and sometimes it's, you know, not as literal as that. It's just a feeling. The other thing, too, is that, you know, relationships are a two-way street, okay? So as much as he's opening up to you, you know, try to reciprocate. You know, focus on the reciprocal nature of the relationship is the other message coming up here. And, you know, it's about strengthening the bond. But this opening up that you're talking to really has an awful lot to do with the idea of trust. Okay? And it's saying that, you know, you have to give yourself also a little bit of a break and recognize that trust is something, you know, it's like compounded daily interest. You know, it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen immediately. It's not a given, but it's something through the reciprocal nature of the relationship. It grows, and as the trust grows, like a flower, you become more open because you're receiving that good stuff back. You know, so it's not all just on you. Basically, is what this is saying, and to allow that to grow. Let's see what Dax is getting.
Awesome. I was getting some background noise, so I had to put her line on hold for a minute, but we'll bring her back right after this. That was great. And, boy, I got stuff that was dead on as well. The central focus card is the Empress card, and it's a card about growth and development, fruitfulness, action, well-being, security, and it's confirming that Lou is right, that's what she needs to do is to work on herself first. So, like, in relationships, a lot of the time we're looking at other people, either current partners or potential partners, and, you know, how do we change them or fix them or things like that? In reality, the right way is to focus on you, not the other person, you see, and work on yourself. This
oh, yeah.
is the thing. Right after, into the near future, Mary, from the Empress card is the Knight of Swords rushing in towards the Empress card. So if she works on herself, you're going to draw him in. And the other person becomes your knight in shining armor because you've worked on yourself. Okay, so now how do you do that? The other cards tell us about that. This is going to sound weird initially, but the message I'm getting that's coming through is that you need vitamin D. And I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not making a diagnosis. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm making a suggestion because everybody, you know, a huge percentage of the American public is low on vitamin D, and it's extremely important to your functioning. So in addition to all the higher things you can do for yourself, there's the foundation, establishing the foundation. So the cards are talking about getting more sun, and, you know, when you're in the sun, you get more vitamin D. Your body makes vitamin D from ultraviolet rays, so you can do that in addition to supplementation. The other thing besides working on your health and your foundation, there is the High Priestess card shows up. This is a card about intuition, wisdom, secret knowledge, emotional intelligence. And that's what the cards want you to work on. Working on your psychic ability, your intuition, your own emotional intelligence and wisdom. It's also a card of patience and stillness. That could be taking yoga. That could be adopting a practice of taking a few moments of silence every day, meditation, things along those lines. So that's what I'm getting for you. Does that make any sense? Anything resonate with you, Lou?
Yeah, vitamin D probably. Funny enough, you know, I'm not so active. I haven't been so active, you know. And I guess
right.
My past divorce that I haven't concluded, I think is what keeps me on the sidelines, preventing me from moving forward and accepting somebody 100% in my life. And he's a great guy, and I feel that I may distance him from my moments of sadness, I guess, or, you know, when I'm feeling down for whatever reason, sharing my daughter, you know, with my ex-husband, and so that, I think, still weighs
on me. You know what's interesting is one thing that just kind of popped up while Dax was doing his reading was this idea of needing to release grief. And so maybe in a sense that's connected to the divorce, do you think? You know, have you been able to, you know, truly do something to kind of, you know, represent that, okay, that's over and I've grieved it and now, you know, I have to, you know, move on with my life. Just something
to
think
about. Yeah, I guess it's just having to adapt to things out of my control, like waiting for the judge to conclude the divorce. And then the never-ending sharing of my daughter, which it doesn't really seem to sync with my psyche. It's like I'm so reluctant to accept having to share her 50% of my time.
I think that's the biggest adjustment for me. Yeah.
But I found someone great, and I can't seem to create something permanent, and it's on me. I know it's me holding things.
Yes, and that's the big takeaway here, especially in my reading with the Empress card being the central focus. Your own growth and development is key, and that's what you need to work on right now. While you're waiting for the divorce to finalize, while you're waiting for this relationship to get going, take this time to work on yourself. Work on your physical foundation as well as your psychic gifts and look into some of the things that we have in the survival guide that we've been talking about all show long here. You know, learning EFT, emotional freedom techniques, to de-stress, you know, learning NLP anchors to anchor in positive states. That's going to help you tremendously. And then working on your own psychic development, working on meditation, things like that. Get yourself prepared because it's going to happen. You know, the divorce will finalize and you're going to be able to move forward and you want to be ready for that.
Yes. Yes, I
do.
Thanks
for the call, Lou.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Have a happy
Thanksgiving. You too.
Absolutely. Have a great rest of your weekend as well, and a happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there listening. Wow, this was a fantastic show. Mary, I can't wait for next week.
Me either. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited about next week. But this was a lot of fun, and thanks to everybody who was in the comment thread, chatting with us on Facebook as well. And happy Psychic Saturday, everybody.
That was awesome. Yes, and the comments were really taking off we've been doing the Facebook Lives for a while now, but, you know, today is the first day where there was really a lot of interaction going on, and I really love that it's finally taking off like that. And I want to thank our callers and our listeners. We don't have a show without you. And thank you, Mary, for being here.
Thank you, Dax.
Awesome.
See everybody next
week. Well,
weekend.
We'll see you next week. Yeah. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
Good night, y'all.